We have a hard time finding a movie in our house that everyone can enjoy when the family wants to get together and watch a movie. How about your family? Stay tuned. We're going to talk about choosing family movies in an X-rated world.
Welcome to Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Welcome to Finish Well Radio. I'm so excited that you're here with us. Today we're talking about choosing movies the whole family can enjoy. More importantly, we want to please God with our movie choices. The Ultimate Schoolhouse Radio Network and Finish Well Radio want to specifically thank our sponsor, Sony Pictures, featuring the movie Smurfs: The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes page, Finish Well Radio Podcast number 46. And also, you can download this Christian study guide for this new Smurfs movie at affirmsfilms.com, affirmsfilms.com. Well, let's get started. You know, everybody loves movies. Action, drama, comedy, romance, adventure. Movies are so exciting. How does a Christian choose a good movie when most of the movies that have come out of Hollywood in the last 60 years promote values that God calls sinful? What should you do? Does it mean we should never watch a movie? Should we watch only Christian movies? And what Christian movies are out there? Let's talk about how to choose movies for yourself and your family. To start with, when you choose a movie for yourself or your family, choose a good story. Just like with classic literature, a good story is ageless. An adult and a child can both enjoy a timeless tale. Why are old movies remade? The story. A great story can be told over and over and over again. Released in 1967, To Sir With Love is the story of American Mark Thackeray, an engineer who cannot find work. To make ends meet, he takes a job in a rough London East End school as a teacher. His students are all troublemakers who have been rejected by their parents and have no hope for the future. In his calm way, he requires them to show him respect, starting by having them call him Sir. Their lives, of course, are changed. And this story is a great one with drama, fun, twists, and turns. I recommend To Sir With Love as a great family movie. Another movie, directed by Frank Capra and released in 1947, It's a Wonderful Life. I love that movie, and it answers the age-old question, does my life really matter? George Bailey faces that question when time and time again his dreams are dashed, and he spends his life for the sake of others with seemingly no return. Our family watches this movie together every year at Christmas time. I'm going to talk about a movie, and hold on, don't shut me out, Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was released in 1964, and it is, gasp, a musical. But listen, I know there are two kinds of people in the world, those who like musicals and those who don't. But even if you're not fond of musicals, the songs in the movie Mary Poppins are really fun to sing along with. And it's not just a movie for children. Beyond the miracle-working nanny who keeps the children in apple pie order, super califragilistic, is a story of parents who have forgotten that they are parents. Yes, this is a wholesome, wonderful movie the whole family can enjoy. Many movies that we write off as old-fashioned or just movies for kids can actually be enjoyed by the whole family. Again, the secret is, is the movie a good story? The next thing to look for in choosing a movie the whole family can enjoy is, does it have a hero worth rooting for? In choosing a movie, we want a hero or heroine we can cheer for. Is the hero or heroine of your movie worth rooting for? Hacksaw Ridge is an incredibly violent movie that we just watched together with Clearplay. I'll talk more about Clearplay later, but we watched it because the hero was worth rooting for. Because of his Christian values, Desmond Doss refused to carry a gun. But under fire, he courageously risked his life to save 75 men in the Battle of Okinawa. Those soldiers who had mocked him for refusing to carry a gun admired and respected him so much that they refused to go into battle without him there. And he received the Congressional Medal of Honor. Wow, that was a hero worth rooting for. Eric Little had a passion for Jesus to win souls. He also loved to run and found himself on the British Olympic team. But when the heat to qualify for his race was held on Sunday, he refused to participate because of his conviction that Sunday was a day of rest. As his sister reminded him, "Those who honor the Lord will honor." Chariots of Fire is a great story because it has a great Christian hero. If you haven't seen that movie together as a family, I highly recommend it. We just watched a brand new movie called Priceless to Save a Life. It's put out by the Christian band King and Country. Wow. This movie not only tackles an emotional issue, which is sexual slavery, that women around the world are being bought and sold like trash. Wow, that topic just, it overwhelms me. They handled that topic so well. And what I loved is that not only did they handle that topic and arouse a compassion and a sense in Christians of, wow, we need to do something here, but it was a great story, and it showed us a transformation of a man who didn't care about anything. That man became a hero worth rooting for. If you haven't seen that movie, again, great family movie for older teens and up. What else should we look for? We know now we're looking for a movie with a good story, and we're looking for a movie with a hero worth rooting for. What's the next thing? Well, we want to find a movie with a Christian worldview and moral values, Christian values. In the Bible, sin is condemned, while purity, love, kindness, and loyalty are commended. In our culture, we call evils such as premarital sex, adultery, stealing, greed, and trickery good. Yep, you see that all the time in Hollywood movies. Oh yeah, the heroes, they're robbing a bank. Oh yeah, the heroes, they're committing adultery. Oh, the heroes, they're living together in sin. Look for movies that reward good and punish evil. That doesn't mean you can't have an evil character, but is it well known by the audience that this man with the evil behavior is a bad man? Or is he portrayed as good? A movie doesn't have to be Christian to esteem Christian values. One of the reasons a lot of people like murder mysteries is because a murderer is caught and locked up. And that satisfies our innate sense of justice that God put in our hearts. Movies about marriages being restored are great for families to watch. Two that I really like are Parent Trap and Fireproof. Fireproof was written and produced by Christians. Again, that was from Sherwood Films. And Parent Trap, produced by Disney, originally came out in 1961, starring Haley Mills. Disney redid their own movie in 1998 with Lindsay Lohan playing the twins. Both movies are great. They have great stories. In the movie Fireproof, there is a couple whose marriage is falling apart, but the father of the husband challenges him to try to save his marriage, and it's just such a good movie. I love the ending. I love the whole movie. I love the relationship between the young man and his dad. It's just really amazing. And the Disney movie is about a set of twins who are separated at birth when the parents divorce, and they end up meeting at a summer camp. And in the process of meeting each other, they realize they're twins, and that one has never met her dad and one has never met her mom. So they switch places. And then they work hard in an attempt to reunite their parents. Anyway, I love movies with happy endings, and those are so awesome because they promote the idea that God has, that marriage is a lifetime commitment. Have you ever seen the movie Flywheel? Flywheel is a Christian movie about a used car salesman who goes to church but cheats his customers. When he gets saved, God takes control of his business. This is an awesome movie about integrity and honoring Christ in your business. One of my all-time favorite movies is The Ultimate Gift. Wow. This movie is about a wealthy man named Red who didn't do such a great job raising his children, and his grandchildren are bad too. When he dies, he leaves a series of gifts for his grandson Jason, who is a lazy party boy, living off his granddad's wealth. The first gift that Red leaves for Jason is a gift of hard work. He's sent to Texas to receive his gift. And you know what his gift is? His gift is putting in fence posts for miles and miles on a Texas ranch. Now, Jason's not real happy about this. But as the gifts continue and each gift teaches a virtue, Jason's heart and life is changed. The movie is so good about virtues that are required to make you successful in life and business that I require my economics students to watch it. Anyway, it's called The Ultimate Gift. It's a great family movie. Now, we are going to hear from our sponsor, Sony Pictures, featuring the movie Smurfs, The Lost Village.
Now, the Blue Crew is back.
Let's go have some fun.
In their first fully animated adventure.
Nailed it.
To escape a dangerous, undiscovered world, the Smurfs will have to team up with a whole new tribe.
A village full of girls.
Hey.
Smurfs, The Lost Village, rated PG, exclusively from Affirm Films. Get a free Bible-based discussion guide. Visit AffirmFilms.com to download it for free and enjoy great discussions with your whole family about the importance of purpose, friendship, honesty, and loyalty, as seen in Smurfs, The Lost Village, now playing.
You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Welcome back. We have been talking about choosing movies personally and for the whole family. We want to look for a good story, a hero worth rooting for, and Christian values we agree with. Now let's talk about how to find those movies. Before we get there, I just want to encourage you. When we watch a movie, buy a DVD, or rent a video, we are casting a vote for that movie. We are telling Hollywood, hey, we approve of this kind of movie. Give me more. This is what I want. Now, if you don't feel that way about a movie, don't watch it, don't purchase it, don't rent it. Don't vote for evil movies by watching them and purchasing them. And if you're looking for movies, I want to share with you some good places that you can go to get a Christian perspective on those movies and probably in the process discover other movies and some great family movies. So here are a few websites that I go to find out more about what Christian leaders have to say about current and older movies. One of my favorites is Focus on the Family's Plugged In. The website address is pluggedin.com. Pluggedin.com. And that's Focus on the Family's Plugged In. Another great place is Movie Guide, the Christian Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. And that web address is simple, movieguide.org. Movieguide.org. Christian Spotlight on Entertainment is another one that I really like. It's on christiananswers.net/spotlight, christiananswers.net/spotlight. Crosswalk also has movie reviews, and that's crosswalk.com/culture/movies, crosswalk.com/culture/movies. ClearPlay has been a great lifesaver in our house. What is ClearPlay? Well, it's actually a DVD that has a special group of downloads that you put into it for every movie that you want to watch and even for TV shows that you can rent or buy. And it enables you as the viewer to choose what you will have the ClearPlay remove from the movie or TV show. So you can have it remove blasphemy, cursing, sexual innuendos, sexual scenes, nudity of any kind, excessive violence, all of those things. You go in and choose what you can even have them leave out disrespect to parents, which I think, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Anyway, what it's done in our family is it's allowed us to watch some movies that just have spurts of things we don't want to see. Like it might have a short sexual scene or like, you know, a couple heading off into a bedroom. And it will just cut that out. Or it might have cursing. And, you know, we want to see the movie, but we don't want to hear the cursing. So now I'm not recommending using ClearPlay to watch trashy movies, because we watched a movie one time and the movie was really short. And at the end of it, we just said, we shouldn't have watched that movie. If an hour and a half movie is 30 minutes long when you take out all the trash, we shouldn't have watched it. But usually we use it for movies to remove cursing or to remove really graphic violence or to remove, a scene where they do something inappropriate. So anyway, clearplay.com, you can look them up. You can visit their site. You buy the video and then there's a membership. It's very inexpensive and in our family really worth the price. How can you make a difference in the world of film? And I think that's a question that Christians should ask. When my husband was in seminary, I was disgusted by the way added violence and sex scenes to movies that didn't need it. I would think, why would this movie have a nude scene in it? It doesn't even make sense. So my husband and I just refused to watch them. And of course, there was no ClearPlay back then. But I began to pray. I said, God, I want to be able to watch good movies. I want to be able to show good movies to my children. Would you raise up Christian filmmakers who would produce excellent films that believers and unbelievers alike would flock to? Over the years, I've continued to pray for Hollywood that God would save and mature actors and actresses, producers, directors, and other important people in the film industry. And you know what? God has answered my prayers. We are seeing Christians step out in faith and make some excellent films. I encourage you to watch those films, purchase them, and spread the news about them. Sherwood Films is excellent. The Newsboys just put something out. King of Country just put something out. Answers in Genesis has amazing documentaries. God is so big that not only can he raise up Christians to do mighty things, but he can rescue people in Hollywood from sin and strongholds. My daughter, Shine, is interested in film. She's a junior in college majoring in creative writing. She was asked to help produce a student movie and was one of the few Christians involved in the project. At one point, she had to tell them that she couldn't work on the project due to the language. And guess what? They removed it. Yes, they did. They took it out. Sometimes we just need to speak up, brothers and sisters in the Lord. We just need to speak up. Shine and I went to a Christian filmmakers conference a few years ago, and we met the lady who played Corrie Ten Boom in Return to the Hiding Place. And just an aside, if you have not seen that movie, it is amazing. You know the movie, The Original Hiding Place, about Corrie Ten Boom. Well, this is about young people that Corrie knew that actually, like, were in and out of her house. Corrie is in this new movie, and they are so sold out to Jesus and so sold out to protecting the Jews. It's an amazing, well-done, excellent movie. Return to the Hiding Place, great family movie. Anyway, Mimi Sagadin, we met her at this conference, and she plays Corrie in the movie. And she talked to us about acting in Hollywood and how she maintained her virtue and honored Christ. I was blown away by her level of integrity and how she refused roles because she wouldn't blaspheme the Lord's name or she would not behave in a way that was inappropriate. I just really left with a lot of respect for her, but I realized there's others like her that are there. Kirk Cameron and his wife, they are both amazing actors, and yet they live with very high standards of integrity. Can we as Christians commit to pray for Mimi Sagadin and Kirk Cameron and others who love Jesus and live for him in a very dark place? To sum it all up, God cares about the movies we watch. The movies we watch can change us, shape us, mold us. Let's exercise caution and restraint as we choose movies for ourselves and our families. You'll be really glad you did. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.